Okay, I think everyone knows that this sugi of Machmed is basically a hakdama. If they didn't know, they'd realize that this sugi is a hakdama to the whole sugi of Chatzitzis. It's everything together. As you see, we spent a week on one sif. We're obviously not going to be able to spend a week on each of the remaining 47 sifim, or else it's going to take us a year to finish just Chatzitzis, which we are not planning on doing. But I think this is good. We learned a bit, but the other way also, as much as I'm going to try to get a shir and pull things together, whatever it is, obviously we haven't finished the sugya of Machbid, because as anyone who went through the Achrenim saw that they're pulling rais from this kolachin in her hair, and from Ratiya Shalgabi Amako, and Kaskasim Shalgabi Ashevet, and from Nosha Shetzoibis Yideim and Sarusayim, and each one of these is a sif we're going to get to. So obviously as we get to each sif, we'll see all kinds of different rais and diukim again. And it'll be a process. The final maskana, if we ever do come to a clear maskana on what the gather of Machbid is and the oneness of Machbid is going to be only Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's going to take tremendous amount to have a siyum on it. But let's at least summarize what we saw already and try to get at least a general mahalach that will hopefully help us continue through the next 47 season, which we will should be doing in the next 6 weeks, if not more. Fine. So I think as we may have picked up as we were starting, and for sure those who saw Ibris Maisha was probably the clearest, broke it down, there's at least two, but I think I want to make it even more extreme if you want the Ibris Maisha system. Ruchayim, there's two completely different histakos in the sugi here. There's two completely different gishot to what is chatzitza and bias mayim. And the Mela comes out of that, I think, a lot of Tertzois. I think a lot of things are totally, I think, should be totally Zebizet. Although we'll see there's going to be a couple of steers. But I think in general that everything is totally Zebizet. One Mahalach is the Bias Mai mean in this side, the Chazon Ish speaks out Mefurish. It's the first Tzad and Ramosha, which he doesn't, Mice is not noted that way. The Chazon Ish is very clear. Bias Mai means, none of them. Bias Mai means that the water has to touch every inch of her skin. And not the ribui, every inch of her hair, and her fingernails, and her teeth. Not her teeth, okay, that's basically the start. But whatever you want. The Bias Mai means not just being underwater, but being in contact with the water. Mameimu, a chatzitza be'etzim, you say, every chatzitza should be a problem. It's felt in Bias Mai. The mind is not touching her if there's a chatzitza. So l'chayr every chatzitzim the miud vein amakvich b'sayser deraisa. So on that we say that the chatzitza, at least mid deraisa, even a miud amakvich and rubay vein amakvich, and mid rabona on miud vein amakvich. But every chatzitza pshat is its bottle to the guf. It becomes her skin. So the main thing is she is having the water touch every inch of her skin because now this, let's say the band-aid on her hand, this is her skin. So the water is touching every inch of the skin. And the Mela, there isn't two separate dinim of Bias Mayim and Chatzitza. The problem with the Chatzitza is there is the Bias Mayim. The Mela, the Moshe Midarais, when you have a Ruba, you map it. Pshat is now, it can't become part of her skin anymore, because it's Ruba, you map it. And the Mela is now it's felt in Bias Mayim. Kulay Lochayr is also a problem. Kulay, it's not Bias Mayim. If she's saying it's just like being in a submarine underwater, that's not Bias Mayim.
So why is it only the Rabban?
What? Why is what Rabban?
If it's not the... Oh, no, not Kulu, I'm saying... If the problem of Chatzitza is that it's not Bias... Oh,
right.
Now it's Kotel. Okay, fine.
Right. Fine. So then if every chatzitza is mishum bias mayim, so and then that, and the mela, that answers one, the chiluk, this malach, it's in a way, it's simpler. Okay, we'll get to that kashmir when we get to the other malach. Now l'chayra, we'll get to this more in a couple minutes, but l'chayra, then if the svar why a chatzitza mu veinemak is not a problem, l'alacha, mu rumak, but a ruba veinemak, but midaraisa at least, is because the chatzitza's bottle to the guf. So then when we want to down on every chatzitza, what's called makbid, the hagdor is going to be what shteres the bittel. The hagdor of makbid is going to be what makes this not bottle to the guf. If the Hakpada makes it now it's not bottled, so that's called Makbid. If it's still going to be bottled to the Guf, that's called the Enei Makbid. So the Lamashal would be, again, we'll come back to it. But Lamashal is, take the Sasemis, as we said, I think everyone saw the Sasemis. Someone has a knot in their beard, and it bothers them. I didn't even say it bothers them, there's a knot in the beard. But Lamashal, they're not going to take it off. So L'chayr, it should be partial like this Ma'alav, but L'maisa, it should be, it's bottle. What I think that bothers you, L'maisa, it's going to stay there L'ayim M'vod. Until the hair falls out, I don't know how many years it takes for beard hair to fall out, maybe it could take 5 years, I don't know. Whatever, the knot's always going to be there. For years and years, it's going to be there.
You can't take it out, or you're not going to take it out?
I'm not. I can't, I'm not, I have Akpon, I'm not taking it out. So my second Akpon,
it's
not
if you can't take it out, it could be its valet, okay, just like you do surgery and you...
Okay. But I think that's a part of the idea. Let's really hold off on that. So who clearly holds like this Ma'alav? I think the Chazon Ish is very clear that Bias Mayim is touching everything, and the Me'alav, he's going to learn with that.
Me'alav what?
And the Me'alav, he's going to understand that there is no separate, there's no Tutsumim of Chatzitza Bias Mayim. It's all one, it's Chatzitza's Mishul Bias Mayim. I think that's clear in the Chazon Ish.
But then, what if there's no Bito when there is Mio Tomakbe?
Midaraisa. Because midaraisa afo pikem, we say that it's bottled to the goof, as many said.
Even when makbid?
Yeah.
As you were saying before, that the hakpada will define when it's bottled or not.
Right.
When it's meal to makbid. It's still makbid. It's going to be bottled or not going to be bottled?
It's going to be bottled.
Even though it's makbid?
Even though it's makbid.
What
midaraisa, not midrabon. Not midrabon. Right. Midrabon will cause it to be any bottle. We're going to climb
the
Rabbana.
What happened to the Svasemis, the Chazanish?
What?
What was the Tushitel between the Svasemis and the Chazanish? Why don't you do the Svasemis just now?
I just gave that as an example of something. That's really the next point. Well, let's save that for the second stage, second Shlav. We'll come back to that in the second Shlav. I've only been misadded as well, but let's. So then also, we also learned that with the Hartzvi, I think very clearly learned that way, the Bias Mayim, not like the Shoyl. The Shayla understood the Bias Mayim means something else, the other Ma'alaf, L'chayra. But the Hatsi himself clearly understood that Bias Mayim means that the water has to touch every inch of the Guf. The Sidre Tara also, the Sidre Tara spoke out that by Miura Makbid, Midarais, it's bottle. Why did he have to say that? L'chayra, because if it wouldn't be bottle in Midarais, then it would have been a Chatsi, it would have been felt Bias Mayim Midarais. He's learning, so that I think from in Mamas the Siddur Torah is clearly understanding.
Before, it would
be like Chutzmai. There's no difference. Having a real Chatzitza is like being out of the water. There's no difference between them. Okay. What? The Zichron Yisrael and the Pippu, which way? I mean, Rav Moshe understood the Zichron Yisrael's Muchach the other way.
He didn't
see
the
Chesed.
It's because it's Nishak and Sar. This is a clock.
Yeah, the Zohar Yisrael also Luchayr understood that way in London. The Sas Emes, besides the Nikud I mentioned before, but the Sas Emes also spoke out. He said that it's... That he holds, not like... He's arguing on Taisis. He holds... Even not like the Ritz's Pshat and Rashi. If you're going to say that Rashi understood that the Rabbi Yitzchok's din of the Midrash with Roiv Umakbid is going only on the Sayas and not on the Guf, but he says, Vali in the Guf, it's only on me if it's going to be Chayitzitz. Your Vali, you'll need Makbid because otherwise it's bottled to the Guf. The Sassan is clear that anything that's bottled to the Guf is automatically not going to be a Chatzitz. But again, stick to the long business. Now we're going with the theoretical Machlaikis in Havon of the Sukkah. Then we'll get to the...
Who disagree with that? That a meal...
Okay. Who understood not like that?
The
what? What?
The Tosfos who asked assumed in Rashi that even if you're not Makbid, yeah, it's still going to be a common dress.
But what's...
If you're not Makbid? That's what the Tosfos is
going to be. And we'll see, because a couple of them understood that Miut HaMakbid, the reason it's not Chaitzit, is not like I just said, because Afol Pikein, it's bottled to the Guf, but they understood because we go Bosser Roif. Because Rubei Kekulei.
So
the Raisa,
it's bottled.
So the Raisa, it's not Bittel. Because, okay, that was still going in the first mouth. We'll get to the second mouth, we'll get there. You guys, who says like that, we'll get there. I think it's Vasemis is Muchav that way.
In the first
mouth. Like in the first mouth, yeah, still in the first mouth. The Gulois Ilias, I have a problem with it because I think there's a shtickle of steer here. But what's in the theoretical, at least, he seems says. He wants to say a chiddush, a reason a chiddush that he acknowledges nobody holds like in Lechayer is not mashmah that way from Stimas Rishonim Achrayim. But he wants to say that we say that a mute veiner makbid that it's not chaitzitz, that's only on something that's dovuk to the bosser, something that's stuck on. So I can say it's bokul. Mashenkin, if it's a beged or a tachshit, which is bad, it's a double choshen, like an urine, for example, a taras of that, you can't say it's bottled to the guf. It's independently choshen. So that, even a mir ve'ener mak is going to be a chatzitza. Now he knows it's connected, go up, Paisi.
And a beged is not choshen?
What?
Beged wouldn't be choshen?
What do you think? Because it's gimel's beged and chutzitza? Chutzitza? Chutzitza is not choshen, so that'll be bottled.
Big bad man is no problem.
A ring, or not a ring is going to be a problem.
A ring by a man?
It's choshev, it's not bottle.
So we say
the Gemara. He's not like any other place. But I'm just trying to make
something. Everyone says that it's someone
else who's not bottled.
Yeah,
that's true.
Everyone
knows
the street.
That's true. But he takes it to a step.
It's not a ring by a man, it's not a woman?
No. The problem is that we're looking at the biz that's in the Chayyab as a steer, Nikumus Elias. Because he's. Okay, let's. But and the Abnezer also seemed to go very much. He was very Meirich here. And what's that? Get a bit. He keeps shouting to the Kesha Shokayama. He wants to keep running off from Shabbos. The loveness of Shabbos, Kesha Shokayama, and Shabbos. He's coming from Rabbeinu. He wants to start back on Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He holds that the Raisa Kesha Shokayam is Chatzi Shana. So you see that what the London, why is that a Kesha Shokayam? Why is that a Kesha Deraisa? Because I was about to Kesha, I'm leaving it that way. That's called leaving it permanently, Kiyo. 6 months. So that's called being Malakalit. So Mamela, it's also going to be, the Chatzitz will be bottled to the Guf if it's going to be there 6 months. So he's clearly coming along, this is Mishum Bit. Chatzitz is not a chatzitz because it's bottled to the Guf, and Mamela, the nine is now touching the Guf. They bring, we used to, a bit of hummus, that's not good. They bring from sukkah though, that we'll see. They bring from sukkah, if you have a sukkah, there's 21 on the side, and you put dirt on the floor to make it an arm and a half. So how long do you have to mevatel that for? Anyway.
A week,
what?
A week.
Yeah. The Shevet Levi also uses bittul. There's other problems with Shevet Levi. The Shevet Levi also says that it's bittul. The Chalkas Yoyev by Ritiya. Ritiya Shagabi Amaka says you only leave it 7 days, but again, he's coming from Kesher Shokayam Medrabon, which is 7 days.
What did you say before Chalkas Yoyev?
Before that was Shevet Levi. The Meshivas Nefesh says the reason we don't say Min Bemina. Oh, here's one of the big issues is what are you going to do with it? Why don't we say Min Bemina in a Chaitzitz here? Whether you're going to talk about her friend holding her, or Karzas Fasel, or the case of the Gemara Yevamos of the Umar Bimei Imai. So one of the truth of Meshivas Nefesh says, someone that, and then I think who else spoke it out was the Sasanare, if you need Negiya, so then it doesn't help you Min Bemina. Because so here too, if you need negias mayim bekulay, so then because otherwise it's felt bias mayim, so the min doesn't help you. I need negia.
Same
choices, but it's not cool. What? It's not touch. It's like you're suffering. It's like you're suffering.
How do you apply the lulav and adas and everything? The mina, no. It's
right. Not choices. Right. There's a common mina and a choice.
Because you're holding it. Let's say it's filling, someone's going to stick someone else's hand in there.
Right.
You've been doing a chaitzit, so you're wearing filling, not wearing filling, it's out on you.
Okay.
But you do say, so when you do say you've been doing a chaitzit, it's always the meaning of chaitzit would make it now. When you do say.
Who's telling you to do a chaitzit?
Well.
Here it's not on you, you said it's not on you.
You need to
get it. That's also not here.
That's also
not here. That's also not here.
Why not?
It's also
not here.
Has to go to the
Where would it be a problem?
Whoever does no
negiyah. It's not going to the head.
The Moshe, they say, if you learn like Bukhara, that it's Avir Rechem that's Makadosh the Bukhara. So it just means to be in the Avir of the Rechem. Now, if something Chaitz, it's felt in Avir. But if I see them in the Chaitz, it's now it's
still in Chaitz. It won't be a
problem. Why? No, because if there's something Chaitz, it's not called being in the Avir. There's something Chaitz between it and Avir. But if it has to touch the Doif in Arechem, so then, even if it's in the Mimimimai, but it's not. So the Meshivas Nefesh explains Uber Bimei Imori because it's felt in Biasman. So Chayyab, he understands Biasman means it has to touch. So that L'Chayra, as we said, is many, many Achayim understood. L'Chayra understood this Havana, the first Mahalach. But then there's the second Mahalach, as Reb Moshe pointed. Reb Moshe's later towards the second Mahalach. The second Mahalach is a very Gishmak Yeshivish Mahalach. Who was like, what's the second Mahalach? Let's explain. Let's start explaining. Second Mahalach is that La'olam is two separate Tanoim. You need Bias Mayim. And Bias Mayim means being under the water, L'chayra. And maybe also touching at one point. And that's going to be the problem with Kula. But Be'et, the Iker Bias Mayim means being underwater. No, so then there's. But when a person's underwater, so now he has the Ismail, so none of us, there's a problem that could be Chatzitza. So what's the, why by a mute, a makbid, midorais, is it not a Chatzitza? So they say, because we go also right. Because right doesn't have, so you have Epis of the Ismail, and you have, right doesn't have a Bubi Chatzitza.
The lingo is not that right means Nagia, you don't mean Nagia at all, it's just that you need right without Chatzitza.
Yeah.
What
you have Bias Mayim, which means you have to be under the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you also seem to need to touch. They seem to also understand that Bias Mayim also does require touching the water.
If you don't touch at all, so
it's
all in the water.
Well, part of it.
You know, part of even they're going to agree that sitting in a submarine is not Bias Mayim.
If you stick
your hand out
the window. If you stick your hand out, still part of the water.
That may move you good. Because they use the strap, we'll get the for example, the Brisk Rav and the Aviezri both talk about if Bias Mayim on the goof, is it going to help for the sinus? According to the Gaonim, the Shtei Goof in the health, is it Shtei Goof from only Midine Chatzitzas or even Shtei Goof from Midine Bias Mayim? If I have Bias Mayim on the goof, is that going to be called a Bias Mayim on the sinus? It's clear they're understanding that Bias Mayim, what? Yeah, obviously it's the underwater. And they're also understanding Bias Mayim, Lichten Bias Mayim, Epicin and Bias Mayim, but it just needs to touch at one point. If the Mayim touches here, that's going to be called a Bias Mayim for sure. On the water touching this finger for sure is Bias Mayim on the opposite hand. And maybe even on the side, it's even like the going.
If she
doesn't
have a fish again on board, right? If she goes under the water, it won't be any problem.
It won't be any problem, right. And that's what the Chazanish is coming connected. Now, according to these Achayim, if she's wearing fish skin, that's going to be Bias Mayim, as long as part of her body is being touched by water. If she's wearing if she's in a submarine made out of fish skin, Vaita, it's going to be a problem. L'chayra. Although I don't know where they came up with this, two things in Bias Mayim. Does Bias Mayim mean being underwater? Does it mean touching the water? How does it mean two things? I'm not 100% sure on that. But they seem to understand that there's these two, Bias Mayim requires two things, being underwater and at least touching the water a little bit.
No, really? Yeah.
Al-Tzbi'ez-Mayim, you don't even need Roy. Roy is Midinei Chatzitza, which is a Bazundra Dinin Gansu. According to the Brisk Rav, the Navi Ezri, the Shirim seems to also be knighted that way. Well, Rabbi Shiz Matiyah is that way. And, Kovitz Shirim. Yeah, previous to ours is not that way, but no problem. Fine. So L'chayra Poshim, the way they explain the longness is this, it's interesting, it seems it's Chutz and Rebbeish, it's basically, the Yeshivish, the Brisk Mahalach is one way, and all the other Achranim seem to be the other way. If that was the end of the day, I would just say, if not for Rebbeish, it would be pretty clear that, you know, all the places seem to hold the first Mahalach.
It's a shame that you mentioned that also. Not sure. He
seems from Chalik. Shevelay seems to be still. Yes. Whatever. I mean, the Rebbeish was written back when he was quite young, but still Rebbeish. Fine. Now, let's take it one step back and we'll start making things even more complicated. Okay, so let's see. The second stage now is where it starts getting maybe a little bit less tafka. I still think it's true, but I think that we're going to see it's going to create more stiras, which Mamela is going to open the tab that maybe there's a mokum to be mechalal.
The Rosh Hashanah has been doing that way also.
Which way?
They only need roif. Meaning that the second man.
Bias mime on mute is going to, and part of it will be called a bias. The chatzit is not mishum bias mime.
The second half.
Okay,
he says that the skin that's covered by the chatzitza is bottled to the roif, the skin is not. Not like the Achronim say that the chatzitza itself is bottled to the roof. Mm-hmm. He says that the skin that's covered, which Ramesh calls balua.
You need
He might say that you need bias mine for roif.
But what happens if you
certainly don't need the gias kol, that's for sure.
Okay.
What were you saying?
Okay. So here comes some interesting nafkaminas lachaya, which is I think a big step. What's going to be with cases, for example, the Yeshua's Yankov's case? The Yeshua's Yankov is ma'ir. Well, chayo, there's a problem. Once the Chacham said that every roiv ve'enei makbid is a chatzitza midrabbanan that's ma'akiv b'di'evid, so now obviously every lady is going to be makbid, that she's going to have to take off this chatzitza. So it's going to become a roiv u'makbid that should be a chatzitza d'orais. Now, clearly, what is this this hakpada? If that hakpada, l'chayr, clear that hakpada, she's going to take it off. So that's the question, what is hakpada? And here we're going to, according to me, I think Yishu Tengel brings out the point that if hakpada means tachlis, she's going to have to take it off. That stems very well with the first mahalach. The first mahalach is, it's only not a chatzitza if it's bottled to the guf. If tachla, if lemaisa, for whatever reason, she will have to take it off, it's mulach, it's not bottled to the guf, she's taking it off. And the Yeshua's Yankov lemaisa paskins that way. So the Yeshua's Yankov, what's going to be the other way? If you understand the second mahalach, so what is a chatzitza? Be'etzim is the chatzitza b'yismayim. You have the one mechitza, the chatzitza doesn't have to be bottled to the guf, nor was. There's no deal in chatzitza. So now, it's at least not muchach that it's going to be tali. If it's not tali in bittul, so then it's going to share the bittul. What is it tali in? So that gets the question, what is it going to be tali in? If you are one that there's two dinim, there's b'yismayim and there's chatzitza, so now how does hakpada create the chatzitza? What is this nupsul of chatzitza, and how does hakpada impact on the chatzitza? So that. That's going to be the big issue here. The whole purpose is that anyone who l'chayr go the other way, at least anyone who says the other way, who says that. Take the. Well, let's go. Let's go back there, and we'll hopefully let's see if it falls. So, for example, it's going to be anything where someone's makbid machmas davar achir. What are we going to call it? L'chayra, if you hold like the first mahalach, it has to be that's going to be a chatzitza. That's going to be called makbid. If you hold the second mahalach, the question is that muchach fakert. So, Moshe v'achiyazer. One of the biggest problems is l'chayra going to be umchayim. Reb Chaim, what did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim said, how did he answer the Yeshua's Yankov's kasha? He said, what's she makbid on? She's only makbid if the chatzitza was on roiv, it was on 51%. So she's only makbid on the 2% that makes it more than roiv. That takes it from being a mute to being roiv. So it's only a mute makbid. The roiv is a makbid. There's right to know chatzitza deraisa here. Now, Chayitz Muchav, though, that he understood that on that mute, she is called Makbid. That's why he didn't say, Kilu Karpitz Aris' tenets. It is called Makbid. So, Chayitz, it's Mashma that he's coming, Mishum, the Metzias. that is called now is not proper to the goof.
But it could be also the other way.
So that's not clear. Okay, so let's go to, I guess, really the rai is more. Right. But let's go the other way. For example, Chutshani says that if you have someone who's makbid, he's makbid, he b'shumayf from wants this off of him, but he's a shaitan. He's a shaitan. He's obsessive compulsive, he needs to get this off of him. But it's bad, and way people wouldn't be makbid on it. So the Chutshani says his das is garnished, because he's not a bad das, he's a shaitan. So Mela, it's not called makbid. His akpodos is kind of akpodos. Now, the problem is, the Lachari is going to rip it off. The Tachlis is, he's going to pull it off. How can you say the bottle to the goof in such a way? If Tachlis is in 5 minutes from now, he's going to pull it off. Lachari, you can't say that it's bottle to the goof. So, the Chutshani Lachari is muchach, that's what there is. The Chutshani Lachari muchach, he's only in the second mahal. Which is a little problematic, because then he's muchach, not like the Chazanish. And the Chutshani is arguing on the Chazanish should be a noteworthy event somewhere. Someone should mention that.
But it could be, let's say, things that would fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, I don't know if there's ayahs, but it doesn't seem like everyone says because it's going to fall off by itself, it's going to be already considered makbid.
If anything, Rashi says punkt faker. Rashi says anything that falls off by itself is automatically.
But
yeah.
So I don't know if it's such a problem that you can take it off, that shaitan.
Well, how can you say it's bottled then? How can you say it's bottled?
It's going to fall off in 2 days. If you know for sure it's going to fall off in 2 days, you say it's bottled to the skin. So someone.
So Stamlet's Umr Dev Shani, how does that work? What's Pshat?
You say it's bottled then.
So Rashi, what is not going to fall off, it's
bottled? Rashi says not a chatzitz. He doesn't say it's bottled. Rashi says any chatzitz is most of the
aim. It's not going to fall off.
Because it is
the Rashi. Yeah,
I think there's a place where they aim there.
It's
going to
stay there.
It's going to
stay there.
It's going to stay
there. Rashi and Shabbos.
No, it's Rashi and Sukkah.
Rashi and Shabbos.
That's Rashi and Sukkah.
That's what they do.
Problem is that Rashi is in. Find it. Rashi Shabbos cuts off on the days.
Yeah, this is sort of brings them both together. Only if they read the same thing. What is over there?
Take it off.
He says when you've tipped the lid back on the
cable,
nobody's mapped it on it because it's going to fall off by itself.
So
it's not like it's only hot if you're mapped.
No, but he's going to take it off. Who cares what he's
going to
do?
Who cares what he's going to do? I don't have to mitzvah or loitzia.
You should care about what
you're
going to do.
Bottle to the goof, okay.
And I think you know now that Rashi talking about the clear of the human. So Mela, since it's going to fall off, so he doesn't care to take it off to sell it. It shouldn't be clear whether he has to sell it.
Okay.
So Mela, not obviously it's going to fall off, so sometimes he's going to want to take it off.
No, I'm saying, these explanations don't really explain why it should be bottled to the clean. It would explain why there's no das to be mapped on it. It doesn't really explain why should that become the skin of the clean? Why should that become part of the clean?
Right.
There's another gedel to it. Mm-hmm. That it doesn't have a chashivus by itself. You leave it there. You don't want it to take it off. You don't need it. You don't need this. Dirt, so it doesn't have a chashivus by itself to make a chatzitza. The mele is really not.
It's
part of the goof. Mele can be part of the goof. Because it doesn't have a chashivus to itself.
I know what you're saying. Even according to the Rav, this Rav, and the whatever, there is also an akuna that sometimes the chatzitza will be bottled to the guf. You don't necessarily need that. I don't need it to become part of the guf to have magamai makula, but lemaisa, if it's bottles, then you would have magamai makula.
Or also the other way, that
the
Rishonim can say, lemaisa, because he doesn't want to ask this.
Yes, right.
So maybe once they don't ask, no chashiva says this thing, because he can leave it there.
He's not going to leave it, he's going to take it off.
Because yeah, the das, it's a das. It's a das, the das gives the chashiva.
Okay.
The fact that he's going to take it off, it doesn't make it's the mice, this thing is something that the das, it's not chashiv, it's something that's going to stay there. It's not a das, it's
not a mind.
It's not a das, it's not no chashiv by itself. It has chashiv, it's part of the movement, it's not a das. It has no chashiv by itself. It's not a. When it's going to take it off, it's going to take it off, but it's not something chashiv that's going to bother you. It's going to.
But it becomes part of his goof?
Because it's not chashiv, it could be part of the goof.
As much as a bottle of dental is, it can spot.
The shit is going to rip off his finger. You're also going to say it was a chatzitza?
No, because it is part of his goof. Here it's not part of his goof.
Whatever is
but we say some bottle we say Bible dental. We say it is part of your goof. So he's going to do something not like that. So who cares about it? We say it's a bottle. That's part of his goof.
That's not much as well. Reason. Normally you should go to Fibos HaBneon, Das Neon.
Put it this way, L'chol Pots Da'al, if you learn the other mind, if you learn like the Rav Mahal, there's a separate din of Chatzitza. So how does he explain it? Someone explain it. Maybe the Bishop of himself spoke out. When the Torah said that it was said the din of Chatzitza, the Tnai of the Torah, there was a Tnai, it has to be a Makkah. It's a Tnai in Psul Chatzitza, is HaKapot. What?
Yes, that's very good.
It's a Tnai. So now the male is sensitive, he's not. So here by the Shaita Lamarshal, he wasn't mad. It's felt in the Tanai of HaKapot.
It's
not together. Chazal only asked the Chassid, this is not called Makhmet, this is his HaKapot, this is HaKapot, it doesn't have the Tanai. So then it stems very nicely. The question is maybe you can say it's not Mucha, for example, but not to make a Machlokes of Chaim in the screw up. So.
Or
Chutushani in the Chassid, right. But I think something like Pashtus is, something that's Pashtus, I think what's more glatt, is that if you say that it's totally in the das of the person, then it's more misabri, you're saying the chatzitza is a bazundra psul, that the Torah was only going to bishop by a makbid. The Torah is only a makbid is chatzitza. So then it makes sense, so it's totally in the das. Whereas if you say that it's falling bittle to the guf, so that it's totally tachlis, is it going to stay there or not? It's falling the metzias. What was the gulis in the ice on this nekuda?
He talks about
the gulis. Is he talks about chereshet v'katan? I don't remember that.
I think there are two of them. That's how I
saw it. He also talks about das. Yeah. No, he's machalic like this. He wants to be machalic. Another chiddush he wants. And he basically wants to argue on the way all that kind of understand the rabbit by tabas. Everyone brings down tabas as b'shas lisha. She's going to take it off because the tabas might get dirty. I mean, no, the rabbit. The rabbit's in b'shas lisha. Whatever b'shas lisha means, he doesn't really agree with the rabbit because b'shas lisha says, "What's the problem? You're worried that the tabas is going to get dirty." So in other words, it doesn't hurt me, it doesn't bother me, I just wear it. That's like the some safe is Mafana Mokam Bulai. That's not called a hakapod on the tabas. I'm not makbid on the tabas. I want to protect it, I'm taking care of it. So what's he saying? Lamaisa tachas, I'm taking it off. I was bitten to the gulf, Lamaisa it's not gonna be bottled, so I'm gonna take it off. No, what's he says, but your kavod is the wrong kavod. Elamai he says it has the what's tabas? Because when I take a shower, I'm worried that part of my finger is not gonna get clean. That's why tabas is called makbid. Not because b'shas lisha. Because when you take a shower, you want to clean that part of the finger. So now I'm makbid from the tzorich of my guf. That's how he explains tabas. So here he's saying it's totally in the das, which seems to imply that it's not just bittul to the guf. So it's bittul to the guf, who cares? Das ahim, das ahim. I'm taking it off. Elamai, it seems it depends on why you're taking it off, which sounds then more like we have to know what was the gather of makbid if it fits into the tzorich. So chatzitza, it's only when you're mad.
He says
lisha, but he doesn't say what's the lisha. Right, this is lisha kwa. So he's arguing the rag. He's arguing the rag, which is brought in all the rishonim after the nachrayim, and he admits that. But
he admits he's arguing the rag.
Oh yeah. Lulu the Misakin says, Lulu the Misakin or whatever. Interesting, the Chassam Sefer will have to see. Yeah. The Chassam Sefer also seems to be a shitless student. There's a problem. The Chassam Sefer, Mitzad Alchot seems to agree with the Neid of Yehuda, by at least by the. If she's taking the what?
What?
The more the Kuzer.
The
Chassam Sefer is a problem. Remember, she puts it down.
We should be his child in the.
But he points out the bets of the Chassam Sefer and Mitzad Alchot since the Mashal like the first one, and he brings this like the second one. The Chassam Sefer is a problem. So Gulizulu, the Achiezer and Reb Chaim and the Maria Levi all seem to be saying that if Tachlis is, she's going to take it off on Talacha, then we have to, they all say the Svara of. She's only mapped it on the part she's taking off. She's only mapped it on the part that's mashlim it to be a roof. On that 1% that brings it from being 49 to 50. I think Maria even says this, the kudah, what's kulay? Where did Rukhana get this psul kulay from? So they say this chap. Because every time she's a chatzitza kulay, she's going to have to take off 51% of it to not have a chatzitza and a rubay. So Rumeo is going to be a psul, a chatzitza derais of rubay umat. I mean, they're all understanding that if I'm mapped, machmas the halacha, that's called mapped. So that if you understand that's bittul to the guf, and that's, then it's klal, then it's very klal. If you understand because there's a tnai in the term, you need that klal, then it's not muchach. It could still shpil. So that's called mapped.
But
if
I see another thing, the whole
thing. Yeah. But that's what we mean. That's not because
the
whole thing is the rice.
The mice, you won't take off the whole thing. The mice is the lady, what's she gonna do? Is she gonna take off only the
whole thing? She's
not the whole thing, so
you're not coming to explain why isn't it the rice.
Yeah, but she'll make it a the rice because she's gonna take off the whole thing.
Okay.
So the man don't want to be.
Yeah, but I'm not a beetle, she holds the rice, no chlam. You should say it holds the rice. No, they can go to come up with other truths. They all come up with other truths. I don't know what I remember the truths. They'll come up with other truths. No, but also push it. They'll say like they'll say the credit source itself says. I mean they'll say. No, that's
the
that's the bigger problem. Yeah.
We'll take it
out. Okay, they'll hire they'll have to say. I don't know. If it's
Talmud B'tzir, so for Tachlis.
Yeah. I don't know if it's fine.
The device says for always.
And that's the Yishuz Yankel takes it all out of sight. The Yishuz Yankel says, I'm not Chlami. Zman enough to draw a bottle, Rubai Be'inei Mach, it's going to be a Chatzit to the Reisa. And the only reason we're not Geyser, Miut Be'inei Mach, up to Rubai Be'inei Mach, which is the Reisa. Now it's only one Sissi. Now that's where he's coming from. His problem is now, your meal of the inner matter is only one step away from a deraisa.
No, it's
one step from a deraisa.
Life is good.
I have to be chayshish, meal of the inner matter, or to write the inner matter.
Today.
Yeah, not the drabbonish. So he says only because the chatzit and rubai is in a motzi and it's loishchiach, we're not going to go to a dovish and a shchiach.
It's not exactly there. It's one exer, but it's loishchiach.
Yeah, it's one exer.
The Gemara doesn't say that.
No, because the Gemara is talking about the Gemara's mother is talking about miut she'ena motzi atu miut amakbit, not atu roiv she'ena makbit. That's his metag in the Gemara.
That's his deal. He's coming for that deal.
Gemara calls that exer over there. This wouldn't be exer.
He's asking why not, but why don't we go?
But the Meister, why doesn't the Gemara say that he goes?
So he takes it out of sight. And look now, we're gonna have to know with Dina then why anyone who wins the first battle, how come they don't agree with the issue of with Dina? There's gonna be the rice. But it's not but you wanna know because Pasha because none of the Khanim talk about such a case. And you go through that, I mean, those who went through all the Ma'am Akhainis and saw all 30 Akhainim there, whatever, which I assume nobody saw all 30, I didn't see all 30, or whatever. But nobody's damning on a case of Roif, basically, because it doesn't happen. Yishuas Yankel said, it doesn't happen, Lamais. No one is Shiloh Zachatzitz on Roif Aguf. Maybe Roif of an eyebrow, according to the Tferes Lamaisha, that any Mokhi Kino Sayers needed Lan Lefayatzmoy. But you're not having Chatzitz on Roif. Every Nitma Loch Lamais basically is a Nitma of Mira
Mach. Why is Nachoshish for the Ramo, the Ramo? Lenin Mutual and Makati is a bit of
it will
be a
DM
with the palm.
So that here's the secret. As far as I'm sure, I can tell the secret. Fine. So now, we also have the other way, Lukhara. From the other way, Luchayr is what's going to be if Bikaron Shida, like we mentioned sort of in passing at the beginning of the Sfas Emes. Bikaron, she doesn't like it. She's not, it bothers her, it's Mitzayr her. However, it is, for medical reasons, she can't take it off. She needs it. So if you learn that there's a Tanai in Chatzitza, that it needs to be Makbid, it's at least possible, if not Muchach, but it's at least possible to say here it's called Makbid. Because she's Makbid on her, she doesn't want it. However, if you learn that it's a bottle, Lamaisa Tatl, she's leaving the oil, so it's a bottle, like the Sfas Emes says. Sfas Emes says, you've got a knot in your beard and you don't take out beard hairs. So Lamaisa Tatl is staying in the oil, it's a bottle. Even though you're mapping, but it's going to stay, so it's a bottle. So the Sfas Emes clearly seems to be learning the first Mahalach in that. The Zera Emes also says that the Dfus, see, instead of a Tabasi, the Dfus for the Farfal. And that Dfus, he says, you're going to Lamaisa, you're going to leave them, so it's bottle. Even though she doesn't like it, though, she'd rather not have it. But it's bottle, so again, he seems to be Mashma's learning Mashum Bittu. And that's what we see, maybe the Mechsan Sefer, there are Mashma, that if she's leaving it in, the Be'etzin, it bothers her to take it out. Could we see the Sakona take it out? So that's bottle to the group. I'm going to keep away from Sakona, because we'll see as we go into the next set of Sifim, it could be Sakona is different than Stam Tsar. So let's leave out Sakona, but at least Achronim will say that even Tsar, the Yuyuk's and Lemma Mashma, even Mishum Tsar is called, she's not Makbid, even though she doesn't want it, but it would hurt her more to take it out, so she's Lemaisa not going to take it out. So it's bottle. So she's leaving it in, it's Mashma Mishum Bittu. Although again, as I mentioned, you could be madcha that hakpod is not nichus in the ghetto that hakpod the chazal said you need a chatzitza machpelis. You could be doich, you could say that. I don't think it's as glad, but at least when you bevok in stira, you could use that to be machal. As I said, the tzimtzayf himself seems to be a shtickle stira because he says the svar of mefana mokum, which l'chayra shouldn't help you from bittel. Who cares if it's mefana mokum? Well, I'm taking it out. I'm not being mevakel of the oil, I'm taking it out to be mefana mokum b'shas later. So Mechsam Sefer could be Machas Echreif, you have to say that that's not called a hakpoda that's nechnas in the Gedder Bakan, that means like what Marsha says. Some Sefer he might be Muchak to say that. Yishus Yank, as we mentioned, Reb Chaim and Maria Levi, Reb Shlomo Zalman seems to go back and forth. In the beginning he certainly clearly says that he says that Reb Chaim is saying nothing because you leave your taking it off from myself, but then he seems to bend back down. Rabbi Kileg, both in Shuvasan and Drush L'Chiddush, says that if anything is Mokum Tsar, you're Lamaisa not going to take off because a Mokum Tsar is not a Chatzitza. The Siddur Torah says that way, not in our Siddur, but later. The Divrei Chaim says that way, anything is Mokum Tsar. The Sheva Levi seems to go back and forth, but he does say that the Mokum Tsar is not a Chatzitza. But he's machmir on the Sfas Emes case of the knot in the beard. Here he says, no, that, since you're bad, some machmir on it, that is a chatzitza. So maybe it's machmir the shiva, you bet some holds the second way and holds this isn't called a hakpod. If you're Mitzayah, it's not called a hakpod. Not clear. The Achiezer also doesn't seem to me to be 100% borrowed. What do you hold? The Shayla Meshur also will chayra hold the first mahalach, because he also says on the filling in a tooth, that even though she'd rather not have it there, but since Lamaisa, she's going to leave it, so it's bottled to the goof. So the Shalmeshim also seems to understand the first mahalach. Mitzad Sheni is, as we spoke at the Chotshani, L'chayro is muhav like the second mahalach. The Gulis Ilia is, maybe. Kaivitzoros L'chayro is saying that something of Hakpod B'Shub Allah is not called the Hakpod L'chayro, that doesn't stem with the first mahalach. It only stem with the second mahalach. Rav Shlomo Zalman's maskana also l'chayrus like the second mahalach. Oh, and when we now come to halacha, what's going to be the big draw in the problem halacha is going to be that the chaknas adam. The chaknas adam, when he talks about the fillings in the teeth, so there he says, since she be'etzim doesn't want it there, she'd rather not have it there, that's called makbid. Even though l'chayrus she's leaving it there.
Why is he living in there?
That's the kind of case the Chacham is talking about. She's leaving. He's not going to Hashem. Why is she leaving the pit?
Yeah, why is she leaving?
Because it would be worse if she took it out.
So she wants it there.
And I feel like he says
it's not because that's Kishmak while it's there.
Right. He says that's called a Chatzitza because it bothers her. She's macbeth on it. You're right, she's going to leave it because the alternative is worse. But since it bothers her to be there, the Chacham says that's called macbeth. Well, her, if you're learning out to bittul, it's very hard. How can you say that? It's not bottle. She's the mice, they're going to leave it there. Who cares what she feels about it? But she's leaving it there. So, her, the Chacham Sofer, is Muchu, he's paskening. No, and then all that fighting afterwards is damning how they answer the Chacham Sofer. And Maria Levy talks about it in the what's it called? The Lechal Tziyayim, the what? Moshe, they all have to answer the Chacham Sofer. Because Moshe also is Muchu this way from when he talks about the eye. L'chayr, because it's like the person lady with the glass eye, Pater Moshe says, she's a Matzayr, and that's the reason it is called Matpid. Although the Lamaisa, it's not Mukh, that Mukh, I mean, it is Mukh from other things in the Tshuva, that Rav Moshe's Lashi Kalsai, where he wrote Mufurish in the first Tshuva, but here Rav Moshe says, because she's a Matzayr in the eye, she's going to take it out when no one else is there. Now that line in Rav Moshe is problematic, L'chayr. Because L'chayr Lashi Kalsai, who cares? Even if she's not going to take it out when no one else is there, but if it bothers her, that's called Makbid.
But you could hold that it's not called Makbid.
You could say
that
it's not
called
Makbid. You could say, but the Makbid is the other truth from the Makbid.
He says the
Makbid
wasn't talking about
Armitzius. Right.
He's
saying,
I know, you could agree with the Makbid that that's called Makbid, but Armitzius is the Tzar, when it's Kavua, so the Makbid doesn't agree in Armitzius.
Right. But the Chacham Sofer would agree that if she's not Makbid on her, she's not married, it's not a Chatzitza. Just when you are Makbid, but you're going to leave it in anyway, that's when the Chacham Sofer said it is a Chatzitza. Not bad. Fine. Also, the Yamshul Shlomo said by Mitzah, you're going to leave, Lamaisa, you're going to leave it in, so it's bottled to the Gulf. So Yamshul Shlomo will be Mukhal the first mile, or Smash like the first mile. Fine. Lamaisa is that Reb Moshe's big kula was the big einfall. The best thing we want to take out of that 10 pages of Reb Moshe was that he wants to pass it as a Zechon Yosef. That anything you're going to leave in for an extended period, for until a specific period of time, is called Eina Makkel, which is very nice. It's a very nice svar. Now the Zechon Yosef, as we pointed out, so Menachem was one of. Insisted on pointing out the Zichon Yosef himself L'chayr holds first mahal as Muchach M'teich Tvarav. Reb Moshe wanted to say that the Zichon Yosef is Muchach only if you understand the second mahal. So number one is Muchach not like Reb Moshe from the Zichon Yosef himself. But also in a Svar, I think we can go say that if we're learning Mishum B'ri, the first mahal is that's Mishum Bittul. Reb Moshe for some reason understood that anything Mishum Bittul means you're leaving Lo'olam. I'm not sure what Reb Moshe's Hechrech for that was. The one thing I could think of is, if he's going back to Kesher Shul Kayama like the Avnei Nezer and like the Chalkas Yayav did, and he's going to Lamaisa, what's only the Midaraisa is, like if Taz has the Midaraisa, is the Kesher Shul Kayama, Midaraisa is only if you leave it Lo'ayu. However, since Lamaisa are needing, as we pointed out, is going on a Mute HaMakbid, so it's only a Shaila B'drabon, so as the Avnei Nezer pointed out, I think it's very mistabu, like the Shmos Yankin says, we dan it as a Sufik. Any Sufik Mute HaMakbid, we dan as a Sufik Drabonim. So L'chayr, you can make one Shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham who holds the Kesher Shul Kayama, and there it's a Chumra. But Rabbeinu Yerucham holds the Kesher Shul Kayama Deraisa is half a year, 6 months. If you're going to leave it up for 6 months, Mideraisa it's already Kesher Shul Kayama. So to use that here, assuming that there is a Tzushna of the Kesher Shul Kayama, which many Achrayim said, made in the whatever, okay, I'm not sure why, but if they seem to say that. So at least let's take Rabbeinu Yerucham, that 6 months is considered bottle, or even the Chalkus Yayim goes to kids that didn't drop one of the Kesher Shul Kayama, which is maximum a week. That's a minimum, whatever. He goes on a week, and says that that's called bittul. So you see, as I see from Avnei Nezer and the Chalkus Yayim, that it's not muchach to say that bittul is only something that's going to be lo'olam. As long as it's going to be an extended period of time, whether it's 7 days or 6 months or 30 days, committed a murder of wherever they got such a shear from.
The Zichron Yosef is much less than 7 days.
The Zichron Yosef is much more than 2 days.
Yeah.
But the Zichron Yosef is not saying, I don't know if the Zichron Yosef is
especially even though it was much as Madgisha, that the point is, it doesn't matter even if it's tomorrow. Right. If it's not, it can't, it won't be. If
now, oh, because that's it, because even those man, the essence of, and that's why I wanted to, that was the end. There is, I mean, there's a mukhaf that way, the Ran and Sukkah Batsim. My Mishka wanted to bring, my Furish wanted to bring a Ran and Sukkah against the Chalkasir. He brought, there's place more machbar for the Chalkasir, but it needs to be 7 days. And they understood, as we saw in Marakayin, right, that 7 days means 7 days after the Tvila. She has this temporary filling. If her doctor's appointment to take it out is within the next 7 days after the Tvila, that's not going to be good like the Chalkasir. He wanted to bring a raya from a Ram and Sukkah, not like that. The Ram and Sukkah says, as we mentioned at the beginning, if you have a Sukkah that's Lamayim, they ask your mom, it's 21 amas high, so you go pour dirt on the floor. Now, if I'm not Mavakal, the dirt, let's say I put a blankets on the floor, that's not going to help. I put chairs, it's not going to help anything. But if I Mavakal it for the whole, if I put dirt and I Mavakal it for the whole Sukkah for 7 days, that's good enough. And it's going to help me on a Shana Rabbah also, even though I'm going to take it away tomorrow. Not tomorrow, tomorrow's Yom Tov. But this is Chayim 25 hours later, I'm taking it away. And that's still called bottle to the sukkah. But the emphasis is that, so you want to tell me that in the Chalkas Yoyev. That you see that now it's 7 days from when you put it there. But I think that that's not a Rabbah, because the Rabbah is a Bechal, because you know what? The Rabbah would say that even if I only brought the dirt Cholomoyev. For the Rabbah, you don't have to move out for Kol Shivas Yimei Sukkahs. Put it out of Sukkahs, I only need to leave it till the end of Sukkahs. If I brought in the middle of Cholomoyev, it's going to be enough to leave it till then, because he holds, we go Basar Hashto. Right now, and the Bemis Avni Nez is spoken out before Shir by Tvila. Bittul means I'm allowed to look for now. Bashas Tvila, I'm not, but I want it here, that's good enough. Nor of Vos, then he spoke out, Swedish also, Chabad, I wasn't, Chabad, the Hebrew books doesn't have a Swedish, I couldn't print it. Swedish speaks it out very clearly. I don't know if anyone saw Swedish. You saw it?
No.
Okay. Anyone saw Swedish? No. Swedish, he says, but also like the Avni Nez. The Etzim is, Bittul means Bittul for right now. Norvos, what's the Raivad saying, Bashas Lisha? Because anything that Achar's man will be mapped on, they were Geyser Shemi Yitlen. It's only a Shemi, you'll take it off. It's a Chashash. It's anything that's Mashum Tsar Sakona, and not Chashash. He also brings there from, was it Ritvan Sukkah, I think, Ritvan Sukkah, that talks about leaving a Ben Shmoyah. Someone used a baby that was born in the 8th month to be Mamal of a Sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So since it's Muktzah, it's called a Bittul, even though it's only for the one day. You're only going to leave it for 24 hours till the Tomotzi Shabbos. But since it's Muktzah, you can't move it, so that's called Bittul. Why? Because the etzim is, I only need Bittul for right now, for this minute. No, there's a chashash, you might take it. So anytime there's an iser, and he says, "Who are Sara sakana?" You're not going to take it away. There's no chashash shemi yitlen. When we go off hashto, so the meila is. So that's what the Ram means by sukkah. Right now on sukkah, you're leaving it there. I want to be mekayim yeshiva sukkah now. It's going to be there for my shas yeshiva sukkah. So also here, b'shas tvila.
So I mean to say that for the whole 7 days will be good because he's not
going to. As long as
good. Why does he point out 7 days?
We'll have to see it inside.
Maybe Shad is because he's saying it's kosher for the all the 7 days because he can leave it all the 7 days. Not that he really needed.
I think he's saying because I need a b'shas yeshiva sukkah. I don't need it to be there 1 minute before, 1 minute after. I need it to be b'shas mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. That's where I need it to be bottled. That's where I need to be ainah mapped. And then I think that so that's even the most cool of the b'shita be'atzim.
And the whole of that from the zivareisim.
And you feel like, oh, that's true, but that's what I'm saying. I think that's what the Sefer Yosef said. He's saying when there is no set time, so that every minute right now, you can't tell me she's not mapped, because right now, it could be Nizdam Wayisha and Yisrael, she'll be mapped right now. But anytime I can tell you, even if she's a doctor's appointment 15 minutes from now, 15 minutes is Mugzam already. But like, she's being terrible by night, and the next morning she has a doctor's appointment to take out her temporary filling or take off her cast or whatever it is. Zichron Yosef will say, right now it's mufka from being mapped on it. So that's called Eina Mapu, because usually we go by now. Which again, Luchari is all Medinei Bittu. Luchari is Mucha Medinei Bittu. Yeah, and remember, Ravashi, what I actually said, not as Mucha Medinei Bittu, but it's also going to be good Medinei Bittu. Ramesha understood that this mahalach and the zikr Yosef can only shnim if you move in the second mahalach, that it's in the gather of the tznai of the Torah of Makkah. But I don't think so. I think it's move up from the Raman Sukkah and the Rizvan Sukkah. And from the Abdinez and from the other. The Sukkah Yeshiva himself. That even if you come to the beginning Bittul, it's very good to say that as long as I'm allowed to do it for now, and it's Muchach, I'm not going to take it away now, like the Sinaishis and Abdinez speak. That's called that beginning bit of the Zechon Yosef works very well. And that's demonstrated to Zechon Yosef means. So I think even if we're going to be Machria like the first Baal, or the Chayshish for their first Baal, or whatever you want to say, I think that still Reb Moshe's bet is we should be able to be saying the Chon, Reb Moshe's Havon and the Zechon Yosef.
Could Reb Moshe held that the Chel between Mavad HaKadol and Mavad HaKadol and Mavad HaKadol comes to the Chel. So to become Chelik of a Guf, has to be Mamash Leila.
Why?
Because a Guf is Leila. A Guf can't have a Guf just for a temporary Guf. If it's Chelik of the Guf, so it's part of the Guf. You can't have a hand, it's only a hand just for a temporary.
Why, teeth fall out of the Guf?
By Kesher, there's no thing that it has to be at there's nothing that has to be bottled too. It has to be a bottle, it has to be kind.
You have to go to the floor, the floor is going to be with the sukkah.
Yes,
I think bottle the floor, the floor is going to be kind much more than my door.
Bottle to the sukkah. After sukkah, there's not a sukkah anymore.
It's not the bottle of the sukkah, it's been bottled to the floor. And the floor is going to be kind much longer than my door.
Fine, so there's a floor level.
No, I've been taking away your sukkah.
And the traitor?
Is that part of the sukkah?
It's part of the floor. I'm not being like the panels of the sukkah, I'm just making the floor high.
Apart from my yard, I'm going to take a bit.
Anyway, so that's the kachli. Again, this is all hakdama. This is all tender. As we go, and I'm not in machui the first mouth, the second. I can do Reb Moshe to make the first mouth, and even though Reb Moshe doesn't, but I think we can still use Reb Moshe's chiddush mekulier, even if we're not going to go the first mouth. But as we say, we'll wait and we'll see. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start. Unless I change my mind by tonight, my nitiyas, I want to do Beis through Vav together. So Beis through Vav, I mean, when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, Talach HaMais, maybe we'll split them up. But Beis through Vav, that's not so, okay, we can actually just. Beis through Vav talks about Chatzitzas in Cyrus. Talks about hair. And all the different problems of hair and whatever it is. And as I just, I don't remember, I didn't print them out. I don't know if I'm going to bring my Makremis tomorrow. Stolman, I don't even think his notes on Beis Gimel Dalet. But There's a Gemara in the first Amud of the Meishi Yitzis in Shabbos is very important. That's the Makarmi. But again, you'll see this. What?
Where is it?
Which parak is it? I don't remember. Meishi Yitzis. What? Fifth?
Sixth.
Say that. Sixth parak of Shabbos is very negated. If I remember, it's basically the first Amud there. And what I would recommend, since unless I bring my Makarmis tomorrow, is glance at the tour of the Bisya Yisrael, and you get a general idea of where you're sitting. Then go back and you see which Gemara is and which Rishonim you're supposed to be looking at. In a general rule, in Kufzari Ches, there's very little in the Rishonim. Dinei Chatzitzis is a very achrayna shesugi, as I think we saw already in Sif Aleph, but that's going to continue, and you know, we have to learn the Gemara, we have to see whatever Rishonim there are, which is going to be, you know, the Teres of Ice and the Bali and Nefesh and the Halachas of Ramban. But after that, basically, it's going to be, you know, whatever that we're going to bring Diukim from bits and pieces here and there. We're going to spend a minimal amount of time on the Rishonim, and it's mainly going to be Achrayim. Again, I want also the other Sifrim, I hope we got a Havana in the Yesaitis. It's going to keep coming. I don't want to shtel on every single detail of every prat that comes up. Hope we get the Yesaitis and it should go faster. I imagine by the end of the week we can finish Beis Duvav. Even though it's a lot more sifrim than Sif Aleph, but we'll see. I mean, we'll play it by ear. I'm not going to rush it too much, but I would aim to try to finish by the end of the week based on Vav. I'll try to warm this up with the Gemara Makremis.